I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order renaming the Department of Defense the Department of War. Will it signify strength, or will it motivate U.S. potential enemies to develop more strength themselves, leading again to an arms race? Let's go through it. After months of campaigning for the Nobel Peace Prize, Trump has sent a decidedly different message: Department of War. His contention is that peace can be secured by showing strength.
So we won the First World War, we won the Second World War, we won everything before that and in between, and then we decided to go woke and we changed the name to Department of Defense. So we're going Department of War.
The War Department was established in 1789. After World War II, then, it was renamed the Defense Department and consolidated the different branches of the armed services under that umbrella. Trump labels that designation as woke and says the rebranding will show strength.
I think it's a much more appropriate name, especially in light of where the world is right now. We have the strongest military in the world. We have the greatest equipment in the world. We have the greatest manufacturers of equipment by far. There's nobody to even compete. And you see that with this and so many other things.
So it's meant to be scary. Now, China has been building and building its military, it says, to defend itself. So will this be scary or just a provocation for it to do more? Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says we are going on the offense, not just defense, using maximum lethality that won't be politically correct. He says the U.S. hasn't won a major war since the name changed, and that the U.S. hadn't fought to win. What he exactly means by that isn't clear, which could be a problem for China, Russia, and North Korea. Now, this will take congressional approval. For now, war is a subtitle, although White House and Pentagon staff have been scurrying around, changing names and nameplates. A bill has been introduced already to make the name official in Congress. So at the signing, the president was asked how this squares with his efforts to get the Nobel Peace Prize, and he said he isn't interested in finding any self-glory, just in doing what's right for the American people. It should be noted that he has campaigned for the prize for months, saying that he has resolved half a dozen wars. So here we are. Part of what has made America the preeminent global superpower is the way of trying to find peace in a positive way for all sides. Has that been the right approach? Is this just simply a rebranding and not much more? Is using posturing superhero strength using the word war the proper way to approach peace? How will China, Russia, North Korea respond to this? Are we now back in an arms race? Is the U.S. stronger today because of this order? What makes sense?